And what I'm doing is stealing from my friends by creating a problem that I totally could shift this fast. They don't deserve that, and I'm not going to do that to my own spirit. And then it's to find some new ways to do it, like ways like feeling this hopefulness or this happiness or this elation by realizing I am growing. And because I'm growing, I can pass this on to my sisterhood or my brotherhood or my children. I can grow and I can contribute, and that's where you'll be euphoric. Because the feelings you're having today are only so good. They only last so long. Where they'll really last is when it becomes not about you, when it becomes outside yourself and you, when all of it's fulfilled. But the place that'll get you back is when you get around men. Because they're going to do shit to be significant. It's going to piss you off because you know you're significant. And you're not going to want to feel insignificant. Who here can relate to this at some level? Let me see a show of hands. Very nice. Give her a big hand. Thank you very much.
Robbins showed Tani that her depression is a low-quality way of meeting her needs. It gave her certainty, variety, significance, and connection. However, depression would never lead her to lasting fulfillment. It only led to anger, which was another kind of pain. Many of us follow a crazy eight pattern in our lives, from sensitivity and sadness to anger and defiance, because it is a way for us to meet some of our contradictory needs. In Tani's case, her depression was a safe problem that distracted her from a quality problem, the challenge of developing trust in an intimate relationship. Within weeks of this conversation, she made some radical new decisions for her life. Here is a letter sent recently to Tony by Tani. Dear Tony, everything is magical in my world, and I do want to thank you for giving me the tools to make it that way. When I came to your seminar in Long Beach, I was at the end of my rope. Your guidance gave me the inspiration to take my life back. So much has happened since then. My then boyfriend, who I was struggling with trust issues, is now my husband and my best friend. We got married last summer.